types of arms.
John, what are you calling that?
I'm calling it a frigate. That's just frigate. The name coming to mind.
Oh, no, I just had never heard it.
Yeah, that's what they were called. That's correct.
Frigates.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It still doesn't have the draft underneath. It doesn't, you know, you can go quickly because it doesn't have a real rudder going deep.
Correct.
As compared to battleships, whatever.
Okay.
You know, most of those kind of ships you don't even see because most of it's below the waterline.
Mm-hmm.
But frigates are very fast. They could turn very quickly. They were very agile.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing small ministries are agile.
Mm-hmm.
Large ministries can't turn because they have too much momentum in one direction.
Correct.
So we're being prepared. So what I just shared about Mary and my exchange and what the Lord was teaching me, we all should understand, because as he brings people in, we are all going to be ministers of the faith.
Correct.
And we all need to be comfortable in how to minister.
Correct.
And you know, what time are you wasting your time? And the second trap there, two traps. Second trap is, okay, Lord, that one went pretty well. I think I'll try another one. Can I have seconds, please? And that's a trap because your soul's now going, you know, woohoo, you know, which is another waste. The second trap I was just thinking is, so there was a time that I was in business with a gentleman, and he stole the business. Okay. We lost $80,000. He actually broke into the county clerk's office and stole the deed document proving that we owned the property. And so last year, his name came to mind. I'm not sure if I was praying or whatever, but my hand came to mind. I said, oh, I think I'll look him up. Let's see how he's doing. He's now a pastor.
Stop it, John.
And so I gave permission. Why would I need to know, you know, 20 years later, whatever it's been,
mm-hmm.
how he's doing? What is that about? So I gave permission for what had subsided. I don't know if I forgave him, but it had subsided because of time to become, again, an issue. Because when I see him there and I see people, you know, always done this and that, and oh, he's also still the proud owner of, which was the business that we had, with a picture of the property he stole. So it's not like he sold that, got rid of it, or, you know, has repented about that. And so unauthorized investigation or unauthorized curiosity.
Access.
You know, I gave access when I went out of my way to look to see, you know, where is he, how's he doing, and all that. So this is a word that came in yesterday, and I was going to share it yesterday, but the Lord said, no, it's tomorrow. Preparation is based upon understanding who we are in him, his love for me, and the destiny for which he has released me into this earth.
Mm-hmm.
An acceleration is equipped through our choice to submit to the acceptance of who we are and his love and his destiny in me. So, yeah. Am I doing okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'm listening very intently. Yeah.
Okay, make sure you heard
my
side.
Yeah, because he's given me a scripture, so I'm asking that you're speaking about that scripture that he's given me.
Preparation is based upon understanding who we are in him, his love for me or us,
mm-hmm.
and the destiny for which he has released me into this earth,
mm-hmm.
and acceleration is equipped through our choice to submit to the acceptance of who we are and his love for us and me and his destiny in me. So we can be prepared by understanding who we are, but until we choose to accept that, the acceleration will happen. And we've been hearing acceleration in this body for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And experiencing, I believe, acceleration. So then, this morning, now this speaks to Resurrection Day.
Mm-hmm.
This was a reader's voice.
Any area of our life which for which we have no hope is under the influence of a lie. Hope is not a wish. Hope is the joyful anticipation that something good is going to happen.
Amen.
And we want His resurrection power to touch every area of our life. We want every area alive. I was listening to a message, and it started in Matthew 28, verse 1. Now, after the Sabbath, near dawn of the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala and the other Mary went to take a look at the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled the boulder back and sat upon it.
Mm-hmm.
And in all the years that I've heard messages, never really heard that part before. The angel sat on the boulder.
Hallelujah.
Because the work was finished.
Yeah.
The throne of God is established on the top of the obstacle to your miracle.
Say that again.
The throne of God is established on the top of the obstacle to your miracle.
Mm.
He rolled away the stone to let the observers see that the tomb was empty. It wasn't to let Jesus out.
Right on.
Jesus could walk through the stone.
Correct.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give us access.
Yes. So the testimony of our own needs to be the triumph and the victory in every situation.
So this morning, we're getting dressed, and I see this, and I knows. I want to know. If the Lord's given a word to Ann, I want to know. And so I read it. And I go back into our bedroom, I start getting dressed, and the Lord says, sit down. You know? And I'm like, but Lord, we're going to be late. And my soul still wants to apologize for being late. But that's my soul. So I sit down. And this is what He says. My son, can I say again that every one of us is His son?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because in ancient Judaism, there were no rights of inheritance to the daughter, only to the son.
Mm-hmm.
And the son, and this is so important, and the son had the right to use his father's name.
Mm-hmm.
And the daughters did.
Correct.
The abundance of my resurrected life. The abundance of my resurrected life. And the authority therewith that I desire to give to all of my sons is based upon full surrender of all that you are to me. Truly going to and being crucified on the cross with me. For I poured out not only all that I possessed, but also all that I was when I was released by my Father to the earth, to become his lamb and full and final payment for the sin of my creation.
Mm-hmm.
Once your soul and all that you are and have has been laid down for his sake and my sake, then you can enter into the authority of my resurrection. And there are some, what was the word that you used? Trigger words.
Mm-hmm.
The authority of my resurrection. You know, I've had dream and vision about walking down the hallway of retirement homes and nursing homes mm-hmm. and hospitals and having the place emptied.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lord dealt with me about, okay, so what's that going to do? You're going to create enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of them. Like the owner of the nursing home.
Right.
Like all people are employed there. So I asked, okay, Lord, what's the answer to that? And he gave me an answer for something else that building will be doing. Then he said, you have asked me, why are there so few people being raised from the dead? Because for the resurrection power to move through you and at your command into that dead body, there must not be any of you left
yep.
to distort or short out that power and authority.
Mm-hmm.
The power to raise the dead is guarded so that only those who have been fully crucified with me may command it. This is done for your protection.
Yes.
For that power to enter and flow through one not fully dead to self would destroy that person.
Yep.
My son, understand, my blood has made you perfect because of my righteousness in you. But only your continual submission and obedience will make you complete in me.
Yeah.
Fully dead and therefore fully alive in me. Imagine what a frigate, fully manned with authorized personnel,
mm-hmm.
working under his authority and power, fully alive in him. I mean, the abundance of his resurrected life. I don't know anybody else, but I want to be there.
Can we have copies of the first thing that you said? Anne's, and then the second, and then yours, please. Thank you.
And if you, in case you forget, I've recorded it so that it would be held. But
I think I know who might be typed in it up.
Yeah, I think I have an idea.
To this sound, okay, that's behind you. They think that they're praising me more because of my volume, because of their volume. And that's not truth.
No, but they think it is.
They think it is. That the louder we get,
yep.
the holier we are, whatever we are.
And the happier we're going to be.
Now, I'm sensitive to volume. I speak fairly loudly to begin with. But I'm sensitive to volume because I know the enemy has tried to shut me up.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And to kill me. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't, you know, like your wife, the week that wasn't there kind of
mm-hmm.
idea
mm-hmm.
in the hospital. I don't remember really being there for a lot of that time. I remember when you came the first time. I remember certain things that happened,
you know.
I remember the nurse looking at me kind of funny when she put me under for surgery. I remember, you know, just snapshots. But the pure in heart can do more powerful things for the kingdom of God with a still small voice as they can with a loud voice,
mm-hmm.
depending on are they being obedient. If a small voice is because you are capped And you can't speak forth that truth because you're not allowing yourself to break through. Then the small voice is your enemy. And you have to break that thing through. The person I was praying for at that time, and the word that I yelled, and I did that intentionally, I think the word was yes, there was a tunnel. And it was like white crystalline roots. Hey, you remember this? Mm-hmm. White crystalline roots had grown from the outside of the tunnel into the tunnel, and it was impassable. And when I yelled yes, some of the crystals shattered. So just this morning, as mm-hmm. we're talking, mm-hmm. the Lord showed me what those crystalline roots were. It was a time that this individual has given word service instead of spirit service, and seeks things because of soul instead of spirit. Mm-hmm. And even during that time in the circle, you know, when you're ministering to people, I can't speak for everybody, I have to be conscious of and push my soul down.
Yeah.
Because my soul wants to take over and speak things that the spirit is not saying. I find it easier to speak over someone that I don't know them.
The less knowledge that I have, the easier it is.
Yep. Because otherwise, the things
your
I already know about you, I
want
to take over and say blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And that's exactly what's coming out, blah, 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 because it has no spiritual authority whatsoever. Because it's me.
Yeah.
But the volume, so I am sensitive to the volume. I know there are times the Lord has instructed me to be loud because the atmosphere has to take notice. I have had people in my life that, you know, will come to anoint me, and they don't know me from Adam, but they come up and say, oh, I can't touch you. And I'm like, what's wrong with me? You know, it's a whole long line. People are being anointed. People are falling down. You come, you don't even touch me. I mean, you know, I showered. Believe me, I did. But all of that has to go into knowing, like where we just read was, knowing who you are. Mm-hmm. And then accepting the role that he has chosen in his wisdom to give you. I think a lot of us say the words that would indicate to someone listening that we know who we are. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. But it's still in the head, and those are just words.
On the third day of the feast, we break the matzah. We recognize that this is the flesh of the Lamb. He was broken for us, and by his stripes we were healed. Hasheri atana hashia. Would you dedicate the cup, my friend?
This is the blood of the Lamb of God, our Savior, who poured everything out.
Yes.
He became the Lamb, poured it all out. His love constrained him to go to even the cross. His blood poured out onto the earth is to redeem the earth and all the created, including us.
Mm-hmm.
His plan of salvation goes through the cross. There is no salvation without the cross.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. This is his blood.
I have eyes that hear, see. I have ears that hear. And my spirit does perceive that you're about to talk to me.
Amen.
The Lord pressed this in quite early this morning, and I wanted you to come with me to Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14. Verse 9 says, and that's the focus for this morning, "For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life, so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living." So those of you who have lost individuals, you need to be aware. He is the Lord of the dead and the living. But the rest of the chapter is focused on a few other corners that I'd like to kind of point out a couple for you. Verse 1 says, "Accept him whose faith is weak, without passing judgment on disputable matters. One man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man's, whose faith is weak, eats only vegetables. The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not. And the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does. For God has accepted him. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. And he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand." That's another verse that you should have underlined. "To his own master he stands or falls. And he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand." See, my disability is that I don't rely on God changing my brother or sister, if I'm judging him and holding him accountable to where he sits or desires to remain. So I've got a few scriptures that I'd like to, let's say, make you see a little more, hopefully. Psalm 18, verse 35. Darlene, you're going to like this one. "You give me your shield of victory, and your right hand sustains me. You stoop down to make me great." All of Psalm 18 is awesome. I won't go there because we don't have time for that. But you can check it out for yourself. "You give me your shield of victory, and your right hand sustains me. You swoop down to make me great." Wow, now you'd say that's an arrogant statement. It's about time you try it out. That confession just might change your attitude about yourself.
Amen.
Psalm 9, verse 12. "This is the angelic assistance. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." So there's your helpers from the other side, doing more for you than you've ever been able to receive from them to begin with. Isaiah 41:10. Isaiah 41, verse 10. "So do not fear, for I am with you. You do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you." Notice it's not you building muscle. "I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Go a little deeper, Isaiah 46, verse 4. "For those of you who are climbing the ladder of age, but don't look it,
even to your old age and gray hair, I am he. I am he who will sustain you.
Amen.
I have made you and will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you.
Amen. Was that 41:10? Isaiah 41:10?
No, 46:4. You better take that one to the bank.
And deposit it.
And keep it, yes.
And keep it active.
Oh, yes.
Invest it.
Yes.
Invest it.
For more
invest it. Exodus 19, verse 4. You yourselves have seen what I did into Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. See, when you're depending on yourself to do all this stuff that needs to be done inside of you, I hate to say it, but you're depending on a fool.
Amen.
Because from God's perspective, it's foolish.
That was Exodus what, Kim?
Exodus 19, verse 4. I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. He is working to bring us to himself. And when we have that unity and that harmony, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. You say, well, wait a minute now. We've been in training for all these years. When is it going to be done? Yes. As soon as you say yes.
Yes, Lord.
Okay.
Got it, right? Those of you who are worried about the enemy, Deuteronomy 33:27. Deuteronomy 33:27. The eternal God is your refuge. Hallelujah. And underneath are the everlasting arms. He will drive out your enemy before you, saying, destroy him. Wow. When we are relying on him to protect, to get rid of the darkness, to do what only he can do, he will find that your life is going to be so much more peaceful. See, surrendering all to let him perform what he has already prepared that he wants to do. But he won't when you're in the way. I'm in his way when I say, okay, how can I help myself? God helps those who
help themselves.
Is that part of the scripture that I read this morning?
No.
It's totally the opposite. Religion says God helps those who help themselves. Yeah. And we were trained. And I'm not pricking on those who trained you. Not that, that's not where we're going. Finding fault is not going to help any of us. My brother, this is the word he gave me at 4:30 this morning. I do not see your sin, my son. You are the only one who sees them. And the accuser gets his way because you do not declare my word to extinguish his darts of lies. I overcome by the words of my mouth. Counseled by my Father, who spoke to my heart, and I declare his word, and he sustains me. Don't you know I love you? Knowledge. Don't you know? Sometimes, yes. When my spirit is fully alive, I'm aware. When my soul is in the driver's seat, it shifts. And I don't like the shifting, but I gave it permission somewhere along the way. That's my accountability. If I start feeling all this other stuff, it's time for me to open the trunk and put them in the trunk and keep it there. Don't let them out of the trunk. Okay? Even if you hear an echo, keep them in the trunk. Because you know what? He's in that vehicle or that ministry with you. This is a triune temple. To whom I submit to, I become a slave to. To whom I submit. When I'm submitting that I'm not loved, that's the first mistake. As soon as I start down that path, I'm in trouble. As soon as I say, oh, I don't have power to do this, or I don't have the energy to do that. Oh, I better get this drug to pick me back up. I was listening to the advertisement on pot this morning, and I wanted to throw a couple of things at the TV, but I wouldn't have only broken the TV. It wouldn't have done anything good. But they're so happy that they can get high. And I wanted to give them a swift kick, and the Lord said, because they know no other way to stay alive, will you rejoice that they can use pot until I get to them?
I see.
Until I get to them. Mm. Until he who has the ability to pull them into himself, like he did the Egyptians, he showed them for what they were. Like he did to the Israelites, he pulled them out of bondage and he brought them to
himself.
Do you think he can do it again with the pot smokers?
Yes.
And the druggies?
Yes.
He doesn't have a problem with that. They're just trying to escape the pain. What'd you come to church for? To escape the? Maybe the old pattern of thinking. We sure have been talking about how we think and how we act and how we react. But again, Psalm 18, you give me your shield of victory and your right hand sustains me. You stoop down to make me great. That's our future. You can go back. Verse 4. Of Romans 14. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. And he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. And as you intercede, he's on the job to make them stand and give them the legs that they need for support. And you might be the one that has to hold them up for a little while. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
Father, that's what you gave me. I pray that it gives an awareness that the Creator hasn't stopped creating. He's creating strength. He's creating incredible power. And he is the Lord of those that are living and of those that are dead. He is the resurrection, and we're celebrating the resurrection today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Yes. Yes. Yes.